If there's one thing I've learned here on A Fork in the Road, it's this. The state of Georgia is chock full of amazing destinations. From the rolling hills of Appalachia, the rugged canyons of Tallulah Gorge, the picturesque beaches of Tybee, and the swamps of South Georgia, if being in the outdoors is your thing, there's plenty of places to pick from in the Peach State. Today, we'll learn about a small island just off the coast, St. Catherine's Island. It's the namesake of one company climbing the highest peaks to bring high-quality seafood to the people of Georgia. Shrimp, anyone?
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we're headed to the state capital, Atlanta, Georgia, to visit the Grant Park Farmers Market. Voted Best Farmers Market in Creative Loafing and Atlanta Magazine, this weekly event showcases some of the best local farms in Georgia. Every week, people come to stock up on the finest local veggies, meats, fruits, artisanal breads, and more, just down the street from Zoo Atlanta in the charming neighborhood of Grant Park. The people I meet here are as friendly as it gets.
What's the filming for?
It's a show called A Fork in the Road on Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Yeah, I love that show.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Farmers markets like this one are crucial to helping local residents connect to their food source and, of course, get some high-quality stuff for their home kitchens.
It's a wonderful market. It's the community farmers market does that. They've got about, I think, five or six different ones on Saturdays, even on some on Wednesdays. But it's just a great place to get a lot of different farm-to-table opportunities of food.
That's the voice of Byron Chapman, the man I came to visit on this particular day. He's the proprietor of St. Catherine's Island Seafood, a small shrimp company which is actually based in Vidalia, Georgia, home of the world-famous Vidalia onion.
How does
this shrimp go with the sauteed Vidalia onion?
I was going to say, sweet onions, it's a real good combination. It's a good combination.
Nice. You are not always at this Grant Park one. You have some help here from the Middle Georgia Group.
Correct.
Tell me about
yes,
that.
I'm a member of Middle Georgia Farmers Co-op, and I drop the shrimp off with them on Saturday, and they bring it up on Sunday. So I'm in Athens and Lake Oconee on Saturdays.
Okay. All right.
And Macon.
Byron first got started in the shrimp business through a family connection.
Tell me about the name St. Catherine's Island Seafood.
I started off about 7 years ago getting shrimp from my cousin, who is a commercial shrimper off St. Catherine's Island. And just the story there and the connection to the family back to St. Catherine's. His family were superintendents on the island. My grandmother worked on the island. My father was over there as a teenager off and on. And just getting the shrimp from there, I just decided with the family ties to name it St. Catherine's Island Seafood.
Yeah, not many people live on St. Catherine's Island.
Not many. Yeah, it's a barrier, privately owned island, so with no access, so a lot of people don't know much about it.
Archaeological investigations suggest St. Catherine's Island has been inhabited by people for at least 5,000 years. In 1969, it was declared a National Historic Landmark. And in 2022, archaeologist David Hurst Thomas began spearheading a massive excavation of a gravesite here, found to be approximately 4 millennia old. And here's a fun fact. In 1985, 6 ring-tailed lemurs were introduced to the island as part of a breeding program from the New York Zoological Society. Hey, can y'all put some lemur sounds in here? Well, I don't know, like a monkey, I guess? Today, dozens of this endangered species call the island home. Now that's both cute and fascinating. Despite the name of his shrimp company, St. Catherine's Island is not owned by Byram's family.
Oh no, this is not our island.
Oh, it's not even
yours. No, yeah, I wouldn't be up here selling shrimp if it was our island.
You never know.
So, but it's owned in a foundation now. The Noble Foundation owns it. But they've owned it since the early 50s.
Okay. Yeah.
However, Byram's lineage worked and had experiences on St. Catherine's Island for decades. In 2012, Byram's uncle, John Toby Woods, co-authored St. Catherine's Island, The Untold Story of People and Place, with the late Emory University anthropology professor, George J. Armalagos. Using a wide variety of historical documents dating back hundreds of years, this book covers the whole history of the island. It even has some great pictures of Byram's own family.
Toby, John Toby Woods.
But is this the house on the island?
That is the big house.
Okay.
What they call the main big house on the island.
Can I just take a picture of the book cover?
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow,
coming in.
Beautiful picture.
These pictures give a priceless snapshot of not just a physical destination, but a place and time.
This is my father, George. He was there as a teenager. This was a wrecked World War II plane that crashed in the crashed on the beach during the war, and they just left it. It wasn't worth salvaging. So they left it, and my dad and his brother. This is St. Catherine's Island, Georgia coast.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Tybee and then Ossabaw, Sapelo, Wausau, whatever, and then St. Catherine's. But this was in the early 50s. And it was their play toy.
That's amazing.
I mean, when the tide would go out, they would climb in it and just play in it.
Wow. That is so cool.
This is my uncle, Uncle John. He's the co-author of the book. This is when he retired in 1982 off the island.
Wow.
I talked to my cousin, the shrimper, that's him, as a kid on the tractor on St. Catherine's. And then this is my grandmother. And she was caretaker of what we called the big house on the island. It was the largest house on the island.
Snooker.
Her name is Gladys Chapman, and her nickname is Snooker. We all just called her Grandma Snooker.
That's my cousin Johnny and my grandmother.
Johnny on the tractor. Now he drives a boat.
64-foot boat.
It's a neat story. And that's why I named my company St. Catherine's Island Seafood.
Yeah.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
St. Catherine's Island seafood has another name, the Shrimp Snob. Inspired by one fanatical customer, the name is a testament to Byram's seriousness when it comes to quality shrimp.
So I see St. Catherine's Island, but right next to it I see Shrimp Snob.
Shrimp Snob was kind of the aha moment. I had a customer a couple of years ago, came up Saturday, she bought shrimp every Saturday, and she said, "I'm not gonna get shrimp next weekend." I said, "That's fine, no problem." She said, "We're going to the beach." I said, "Well, great, enjoy that." And she told me where, and we just kind of had that odd look together. And she said, "Would it be too bad if I took your shrimp with me?" And I said, "Are you a shrimp snob, Susan?" And she said, "Your shrimp have made me a shrimp snob." So that's kind of the time I decided I was gonna be, I'm not the shrimp snob, but hopefully my shrimp are turning people into shrimp snobs.
Yes, this shrimp is miles ahead of the stuff you'll usually find at the grocery store. I'm serious. That's because it's fresh and grown right here off the coast of Georgia.
You look at Georgia's water, and it's not the crystal clear, but it's not dirty, it's nutrients.
That's the whole thing that makes it different, is up in the estuaries and that area, it's just where the shrimp thrive, and it's just a great shrimp, yes.
Well, this is, it is really special to have this Georgia and wild-caught Georgia shrimp.
Sure.
To be offered throughout the state, you know, when it's just a couple days old, if that. Tell me about the process, what you do, and where people can find you.
It is typically caught on Thursdays. The shrimpers that we use go out just a day at a time and bring the shrimp back in, so they're caught on Thursday. I'm from Vidalia. I go down and pick up on Friday and drive up. I sell in Macon, Lake Oconee, Dublin sometimes, and then here at the market in Atlanta. So I'm a member of the Farmers Co-op, and they sell for me up here on Sundays. So it's amazing, like I say, just to get them out of the ocean that quick and then up here and then hopefully in somebody's frying pan or in their sauteed supper that night.
Byram even helps get Georgia shrimp to some unexpected places like Playersville and Hiawassee, where you'll find the legendary Blue Ridge Mountains.
We were up there for a conference several years ago, and at the hotel they had a seafood buffet, if you want to call it seafood in the mountains, and it was not too enticing, and talked to the waiter and he said, "This is just what you get in the mountains, I'm sorry." And I had just been on my cousin's boat a couple of weeks ahead of that and actually showed him some pictures on my phone, and his mouth just dropped. He said, "Goodness, you can get shrimp like that?" And I told him the backstory. We've become friends and stay in touch. And I said, "Can you make it worth my while to come back up here?" So I'm up there on the major summer holidays now selling and just stay up for the long weekend and enjoy the mountains, but I take it up there. I've actually done a fundraiser with the Blairsville Police Department, their Shop with a Cop program at Christmas time, where they take kids shopping, unfortunate kids. So I've been part of that, and they've helped me sell shrimp, and then I give a portion of the shrimp sales money back to them for their Shop with a Cop program. So it's just a great time to be up in the mountains and enjoy the mountains from a flatlander, being up there and enjoy it.
With shrimp this fresh and delicious, it's bound to get people's attention. Testaments from Byram's customers prove that fact.
I have a gentleman that puts a sign out in his yard advertising for me in Macon, and I offered him a pound of shrimp just kind of as a thank you, and he wasn't interested, and a week later he finally decided to get a pound. I came back the next week to put the sign out, and he said, "Oh my goodness, Byram," he said, "what's up with the shrimp?" And I said, "You like it?" He said, "I've never had shrimp like that before." And I said, "You've got it from a grocery store that probably was not caught off the coast." And he said, "Obviously." He said, "There's just so much of a difference." He said, "I just never realized why people love shrimp so much, and now I know why." But it's just super fresh, and it's just the way nature intended it to be.
And it wouldn't be a Fork in the Road episode if I didn't remind you of this tried and true fact. Local is just better. But as Byram reminds us, imports have been a threat to the Georgia seafood industry.
Georgia shrimpers, they're not in the numbers they used to be. Tell me about that industry and what you think will make it work moving forward.
It's devastating, and I don't have a real personal, too much of a personal stake in it, but it's just, there were so many back in the 70s and 80s. We've just got a lot of import that's just not quality, and it's less expensive, but you get what you pay for, and it's just not a good quality shrimp. And it's threatening the lives and the futures of Georgia shrimpers. I mean, you just see boats all the time coming back in. It's cheaper with the diesel prices. They can't pay for their diesel, much less make a living at it. It's sad and it's unfortunate, but there are people out there that are doing it and will continue to bring this good product to the folks.
Though Byram has another full-time job, his time with St. Catharines Island Shrimp Company, a.k.a. the Shrimp Snob, has taught him a lot about agriculture. And as we've seen here today at the Grant Park Farmers Market, it's also been the gateway to meeting some truly lovely people.
I'm doing it for about 7 years now. I work with Red Cross as my full-time job, and it's a side hustle that's turned into a lot of fun and just meeting a lot of neat people and some friends that have become true friends.
For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the GPB.org website. That's where you'll be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.